the mic.
What's up, everybody? It's Mark Logan, founder of Sell It With Stories and the Black Box Messaging System. Welcome to On the Mic, Power and Production Edition. Today's topic is this: show people the gap before you sell them a bridge. Sit back, relax, and we will dive into today's power principle right now. Okay, so I've been getting this question a lot recently, and I was just walking around earlier today, and I was just thinking about it because it's been coming up all the time, and it's actually a really common question that I actually had a long time ago and my clients have had in the past, and it's something that I've just been seeing a lot, so I wanted to address it here. And that's the question, if you're in business, of how do I attract people to what I offer, what I sell, the product, service, or experience that I have, if they don't even know that they need me, if they don't even know they need what I offer or the value that I provide? How do I attract them to that thing? And how do I sell that thing? And it's a really common question again. And it's interesting, you know, because when you think about it, of course you have to attract people to what you do. Of course you have to get people interested in what you do. And if people don't know that they need you, there's really only one reason why. It really comes down to one reason why, and that's that they don't fully appreciate and see the problem they have, number one. And number two, they don't see the possibility that they could achieve if they were to solve that problem. So they don't really fully understand where they're currently at. And then they also don't understand where they could possibly go if they didn't have this situation that they're dealing with. And what you sell as a business owner, your product, your service, your experience, what you sell is the bridge from point A to point B. You sell the bridge from point A to point B. So what I see all the time is people selling a bridge, trying to sell a bridge, talking about a bridge, the thing they sell, what it does, how cool it is, how great it is, how much better it is. And they wonder why they're not getting attention from people. And the reason very often is that people just don't know they need a bridge yet. They have no idea, and they don't know there's even a gap. They don't fully understand there's a problem and a way of solving it. So if you think about it in terms of a gap, think about point A and point B, and in the middle, there's a giant pit. If somebody doesn't know that they need a bridge, why would they buy a bridge? Why would they care about a bridge? They wouldn't, right? So when I was walking around earlier, I was walking around on the sidewalk, and I was like, you know what? If I was walking around on this sidewalk right now, and a salesperson just comes up to me, I'm not paying attention. I'm just like, you know, looking all over the place. I'm, you know, focused on what I'm doing, off to do some, you know, important stuff. And salesperson comes up to me and says, Hey man, stop. Do you want to buy a bridge? I have this awesome bridge that I can sell you. I'm going to say, wait, what? You have a bridge? No, I don't want a bridge. I don't care about a bridge. I'm walking around on the sidewalk right now. I've got some important things I got to do. And thanks for, you know, wasting my time. Get out of here. Or whatever it might be. But I'm not going to care about this bridge that this guy's trying to sell me, right? Now, flip the situation a little bit. If this same person comes up to me and says, hey, man, you want to buy my bridge? And I say, hey, no, I don't need a bridge. I'm walking on the sidewalk. And they say, well, wait, whoa. Stop. Stop for 1 second, because I see you're not paying attention. I see you're just kind of doing your thing. There's a massive, massive hole in the road up here, in the sidewalk, and you can't cross it. You don't see it. It's a massive, massive hole, and you are going to fall into it and really hurt yourself. And I'm not even sure if you're going to be able to get back up. I've seen a few people fall in there. They can't get back up, and it messes all kinds of stuff up in their life. Then I'm going to say, wait, whoa, okay. Now you have my attention. I didn't know that there's this big hole coming up in the sidewalk and in the road that I didn't see. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for telling me and making me aware of this giant hole. But man, like, this is the only way that I can go. This is the only path that I can take. It's the only road that goes to where I'm trying to go. Like I said, I'm doing some pretty important stuff, and I got to get it done. I got to do it. I don't have a choice. So I kind of need to cross this gap. You were aware of the gap. You knew the gap was there more than I did. Do you also know how I can get across it? Have you seen anybody jump? Have you seen anybody do some weird shit that got them across the gap and got them across safely and alive? And then the salesperson might say, well, hey, actually, you know what? I specialize in bridges to cross gaps in the sidewalk. And when I say bridge here, I'm talking about a metaphor. Obviously, you know, it could be a pair of Air Jordan sneakers so you can jump across the gap. It could be a ladder that you lay across the gap. I don't know what it is, But the salesperson then offers the solution because I'm now interested in how I can get across so I can do the important stuff that I want to do. And so I, you know, ultimately don't hurt myself and can just keep going about my day and all the things that I want to accomplish in life and all the things I want to do in life. But it all started by making me aware of the problem that I didn't even know I had, the significance of the problem that I had, and that it was possible for me to actually avoid that situation and end up in the place that I ultimately want to go. But first, I had to become aware that gap was even coming. And that's the case in a lot of businesses, is people are trying to sell the bridge to people before they even have any clue that there's a giant hole in the road that they cannot get across without that bridge. That's the case that a lot of people are in. So the suggestion that I always make to people is, hey, if your people, if your prospects don't know that they need you, and they don't fully understand why they need you and how badly they need you, giving them more data and information and details about what you sell and how great it is, that's not going to make them care. That's not going to make them care. They care about solving the problem they have. And that triggers them to ask about how to solve it, and not before. They have to know that thing first. They have to know about the gap first. So if that's the situation you're in, then ask yourself, you know, okay, how can I paint this picture for these prospects and show them the thing that they're dealing with that they don't even know, the problem they have that maybe they're kind of aware of, and make sure they get full clarity on it, and then show them a little bit of what is out there for them potentially to spark that interest of, oh, I don't have to actually deal with this if I don't want to. There is a solution. There's a possible thing that I can do to get to a better place than dealing with this thing here that I'm now so conscious and aware of because this person here educated me. That's what it comes down to if that's the place that you're in. So that's the power principle of the day, is do not sell the bridge until the prospects are aware of the gap. Focus on the gap before you sell the bridge. And that brings us to the production principle. You know, what we're going to actually do with this. How do we take this sidewalk story? How do we take this gap? How do we take this bridge concept? How do we take that and put it into action to actually do some stuff with it and produce some results in our business, move forward, and keep getting some great results? So the production principle of the day is to ask yourself the question of, how much do my prospects actually know about the problem they have? How much do my prospects actually know about the problem they have? Because you know everything about the problem they have. You know everything there is to know about that problem. You know how to solve it. You're an expert at what you do. You have a great business, great company that's doing some great things. But they don't know what their problem is on every level necessarily. Most often they don't. So ask yourself that, based on the conversations you've had, based on the people that you've worked with, based on all those different things, your day-to-day and your business, ask yourself, how much do people actually know about the problem that they have? And how much do they actually know about what is available to them if they were to solve that problem? And once you get clarity on that, then it opens up your ability to strategically and in a focused way tell them more about what they need to know in order for them to be interested in how to get across and the bridge that you sell, and then the conversation can ultimately change. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of On the Mic, Power and Production Edition. To continue the conversation, you can join the Sell It With Stories Facebook group. That's Sell It With Stories Facebook group, full of other entrepreneurs building incredibly big things inside their business and their life. I look forward to seeing you there, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here next time.